Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but...
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what.
If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble.
And to be as bananas as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You were just one facade.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a pissing match with the strappity rap pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging you for the exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K dot Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard.
So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure some wearing a chicken scratch top scribbling doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. So I crunch rhymes, but sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to think for you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9.
See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm
morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though.
And I don't know what the fuck that you
mind for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, fuck being normal.
And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. Mayweather's pad singing to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
JJ Fab.
Summon, I'ma do my lumber. You assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is sick of saying off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous. They can choose it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hell of a way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with die. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to, school flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills brung me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me. They're after me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hatred I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? The mistake is it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of After the Hell in a Cell. What could we say about twists and turns of what happened tonight? Not saying that it was actually a good pay-per-view. Wasn't the best, but it was good. So, from a match that should not be in the pre-show to like an awesome ending to the main event. So, well, let's just talk about the six-man tag that was end up being a pre-show. Oh, crap. I just got to do some, find that bat around here. Gotcha. But, anyways, the six-man tag that they had was like a rematch from Raw, which, in my opinion, it should have been one of the main cards. They should have, like, maybe put, like, a match together and should have had something else for the pre-show. That's just my opinion on that. Ed Dolph, Cesaro, Neville versus King Barrett, Sheamus, King Barrett, Sheamus, and Rusev. Okay. Like I said, it was a good six-man tag. Like I said, it's just one of those matches that should have been saved for the main card. And they should have put, like, something else there. Or, you know, give somebody else that space. That's just my opinion on that. The first match that they had for the card was John Cena's open challenge. That's why you have to like the media sometimes, because the media and some of the smarks out there is like, oh, it's going to be this person, it's going to be this person, it's going to be this person. And that's why I just don't pay attention to that or don't always believe what the sources will put out there. Because it's like, for the person that challenged John Cena, it's like, they knew, like, it was rumored about this person coming back, but they didn't make it official. And lo and behold, Seth Tok Culture come out. Nobody expects him to come. So that just kind of threw them off. And he was just saying what he was saying, then introduced the challenger, which was no longer no other than Alberto Del Rio. So the rumor was they was trying to bring him back, and I guess they did something. No, they did something to bring him back. I guess they did a lot of talking with him, but lo and behold, he's back. Oh, they just have to show that. Right now, they're showing Breaking Ground, which I know is supposed to debut tomorrow, but they're actually showing, supposed to be the preview of it, but unfortunately, it's not a preview. It's probably just going to be like the whole episode. If I can get this going, but yeah. You know, Alberto Del Rio and John Cena has some, like, good matches in the past, so can you take away from both of those guys? And they were saying the match had backfired on John Cena doing the U.S. Open Challenge, and lo and behold, he lost the match to Alberto Del Rio, which I know most people probably wasn't expecting, but also will keep the Smarks happy, too. So now they don't have to, you know, see you never push away over, blah, 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 blah. But then again, you know they're going to find something to complain about. Which is just like another excuse. Well, before we go on, I did put a blog about Roman Reigns, so it probably won't even be posted within the next couple of days because I have to wait for it to get approved and stuff like that. So, yes, my job is now being a blogger. And hey, I'm getting paid for it, so I can't complain. But, John Cena lost the match to Alberto Del Rio's new United States champion. So, moving on to the second match, which I thought this match should have been like in the middle of the card, but hey, must have been the reason they decided to do it that way. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt, and I don't care what anybody said, this match, in my opinion, could have a potential to be a match of the night. Which I'm like, no, it's not. But I believe, in my opinion, that it is going to be a match. It was, to me, match of the night. And that made the pay-per-view. So, candlesticks, tables, fighting outside the ring, and all that good stuff. Which, well, you expected to be a war, and it was. So, Roman Reigns did win, got himself the victory, and that feud is over. And hopefully, something is going to happen. Well, I think it is. They kind of demonstrated before the main event where Roman Reigns was talking to Dean Ambrose. So, as they were saying, you know what this means? And he's like, hopefully does. So, we will see if it leads to what I think is going to happen. And that will be, finally, Roman Reigns will probably end up getting a championship match and probably will end up fighting Seth Rollins for it. But right now, just all we got to do is just wait and see and wait till the fans complain about that if it happens or they set it up tomorrow or for Raw or whatever. Tag team title match, the Dudleys versus New Day. It was Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods without Xavier Woods. Yeah, they kind of did like, they did like a little thing that for Xavier Woods, just he had tweeted something on Twitter. It was like, I'm sending my unicorn powers to Big E and Kofi. First of all, it's like this unicorn thing is just kind of stupid. But I guess some of the fans are digging it, and I don't know. I just think it's crazy and just kind of silly. That's just what I think. But it is what it is. It ended up being a good match, and just all around good match. And of course, you know the Dudley's going to deliver, and Kofi Kingston and Big E both deliver. So New Day retain, and I guess it's going to be, I don't know if they're going to keep the feud with the Dudley's and New Day, or this is going to end that feud, but right now we do not know. So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to talk about more about the pay-per-view when we come back. Move on. Divas Championship match, Charlotte and Nikki Bella, nobody wasn't allowed at ringside. So, and I'll talk about what just a little bit of a surprise thing in a minute. Charlotte had a scratch on her nose. She was bleeding. So, I saw like parts of this match. I didn't see all of it, but according to Hazel, it was a very good match. Ending of the match was like, from parts where I saw, it was still pretty good. Just like, I just didn't catch all of it because I had other affairs to attend to at the time. So it wasn't like me saying like, oh, it's a bathroom break match or anything like that. That wasn't the case. It was just like other matters I had to attend to. And plus, like, I was finishing up with my blog, which I know I gotta like do more blogs. So hopefully by Wednesday you get to read the blog that I put about Roman Reigns, and he should be world championship, and some of y'all should like accept it and stop like complaining about it. So anyways, Charlotte did retain the title, and afterwards, you did see Becky Lynch came out, but I guess some people probably been a little bit surprised that Paige came out and celebrated with her afterwards, after, you know, all the stuff she did, whatever, but I guess she's trying to make amends and stuff, so that's that. WWE Championship match. I think the thing is, it's like, it was a good match, don't get me wrong, but I think it could have been a little bit more with this championship match. That's what I think. I just think more in that match could have been done. Not saying it was horrible or anything like that, because that was not a horrible match. It was just like, I just think, in my opinion, that more in that match could have been done. There's another match I think like more that could be done too, but we'll get to that in a minute. The ending was good, but you're just thinking like the ending could have been. I guess it was just the way that Seth won. Like, he didn't, you know, cheat or anything. He kind of beat him fair and square in a way. So, just kind of surprised, but yeah, Seth Rollins retained. I completely forgot about the Intercontinental Championship match with Kevin Owens and Ryback. The ending of this match I didn't like either. Like, not taking away from the match, but the ending was... Ooh, excuse me. Yeah, but the ending of the match was, in my opinion, I think it was just kind of... It should have, like, ended, like, they had the right idea, like, him, like, trying to, like, go on the ropes, try to beat up Kevin Owens. Like, I think Kevin Owens should have raked him in the eye again instead of just hitting him, then just did his finisher move. It was just the way it happened. It was just kind of weird and just, like, what? I don't know. That's just my thing. But, just think they could have did something different on that. But Kevin Owens did retain, and I don't know if this feud is going to end as well or what's going to go on with that, but who knows. Let's see. And I think, of course, the main event that just happened. Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Like I said, the match did end up going where it expected, and now I know it made some of the Smarks happy. I hope it did, and I hope it made everybody that was tuning in to that match happy too, because I guess waiting for that while for them to watch the final chapter of this match was going to happen, and just glad people was happy to get their money's worth for the pay-per-view. Good ways, you know, they got Brock breaking some of the parts of the ring, just trying to slam Undertaker. Undertaker choke slam Brock on the board. So at least some of the people that didn't know, now they get to know how what the ring, what's underneath the ring or whatnot, or what's holding the ring, so to speak. So they can know that aspect of it. But both was bloody. Like, suplexes, F5, chokeslam. It was just like a brutal match. In my opinion, this probably be the only match I would have got wrong, because I thought Undertaker was going to win it. But Brock won, and I guess we kind of saw why, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Oh, crap, I got like 90 seconds left, so. Right. So you got, excuse me, I am getting a little sick. So you got Undertaker, I guess, saluting to the fans, that now it's the fans after the match. Then the Wyatt family came out, start beating him up, and start, like, dragging him to the back. And that was the end of that. So, like I said, what I'm going to do tomorrow, I'm going to give you my rating of the match, since right now we don't have much time. So give you my rating of the match, and plus we're going to talk about the pay-per-view and what's going to happen tomorrow night on Raw. We're going to talk about that. Also, all the stuff that happened in the week in wrestling, and plus some news about King of the State that some of y'all probably already know, or I'm just going to have to explain to you on that time, too. So check out WrestlingFanSpeakOut.org for, like, upcoming shows and all that good stuff. And don't forget, this month is about autism awareness, breast cancer awareness, and pregnancy and infant loss awareness month. So hopefully you support all these groups that's doing all this stuff to let it be known. Also, check out Maddie's Memory on Facebook as well. So go do a shout-out on that and check out all the stuff that's going on. So I guess that's the time that we have here. So tune in tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Central, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, to check out WFSO Aftermath. But until then, I hope y'all enjoyed the pay-per-view like I did, and you guys have a good night, and hopefully y'all get to listen to me tomorrow. Tune in. Peace.